Welcome to the Grappling Discourse Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Scaff. Today, I want to talk about guard passing. There are four main skills to learn in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We've got offense, defense, guard passing, and the guard. So guard retention and sweeping techniques. Of those four, by far the hardest to learn, in my opinion, is the guard. A lot of people really struggle to get a good guard and to get those movements down. But guard passing in its own right is very difficult, and a lot of guys struggle even into their purple, brown, and even black belts to pass a good guard. And that's what I want to talk about today. In the beginning, most people have success early on with defense. After they start having success defensively, they start to learn some offense, they start to get some submissions, but the passing and retention side of things can take much, much longer to develop. I also really want to talk about three guard passing systems, and I really think you need to choose one of these to master and to add into your game. Why is guard passing so difficult? Well, one of the biggest reasons, in my opinion, is most gyms just do not have high-level guards. So, for instance, we've had four or five students move and start training with us in the past couple of months. They've switched gyms and they're training here full time. The one area I see each of these students struggle is guard passing. They really struggle to pass the guards here at 10th Planet Decatur. And a big reason for that is all of these guys, the gyms they came from, didn't have any brown or black belts training at those gyms. And I really think if you're not getting to regularly train with brown and black belts, then you're going to struggle to pass good guards. Because as I've said, it's the hardest skill to learn. And in the beginning, most white belts, man, they're most white and blue belts, their guards just aren't very good. They don't have really good movements. They don't have the guard retention movements down. And so you only need one or two passes to pass, 90% of the guys at your gym. And then you might need a little chain pass that you like to do to pass, the best blue belt or, the other purple belt you're training with. And offensively, I think you can get as good as you want training with white and blue belts. I think you could be a purple belt right now, mostly training with white and blue belts, and you could get elite level offense just training with them. But you will never become an elite level guard passer unless you train with elite level guard. So if you're going and you're not training with the top guards in your area, then you're always going to be a step behind, especially when it comes to competition at the purple, brown, and black belt level. It's the biggest reason that guys move to mega teams. You see all these guys move to places like Atos or Alliance HQ, or you go train at the Donahue Death Squad. And honestly, Donahue said it before, and it's just totally true. Like, you can get 70% of your jiu-jitsu work done with partners that are less skilled than you. And in a lot of ways, you're going to get better work done, especially offensively and defensively, going in, experimenting, learning new submissions on the white and blue and even purple belts. If you're a brown or black belt, you're going to get a lot of value from training with those guys, but you're not going to get much value in when you're practicing your passing, because guard passing at the highest level, and especially the guard retention, like the retention and the frames you're going to be going against, is just night and day. I mean, you almost don't get any value in training with white belts when it comes to guard passing. Now, obviously, if you're a white belt, I'm not saying you need to skip up and only try and train with purple belts and above when you're working your guard. I'm talking mainly to the blue, purple, brown, and black belts. And also to you guys that really want to be future blue, brown, or purple, brown, and black belts, that you need to think about this now, and you need to find a way to train with guys that have good guards. Or you're always going to be a dude, I know a lot of guys that are, purple, brown, and black belts that, they come from smaller gyms, they don't get to train with other colored belts very much. And that's the one area I see that they struggle in. Whenever they're going against guys with good guards, they don't have the techniques to pass. They don't know how to combo pass, most of the time. And that's just because most of the time they're having success, just doing a knee slice or even just stepping around doing a basic M1 pass or an X pass. And that's what they need to pass, to usually pass the guards that they're going against. when you're a white and blue belt, most of the guys you're training with are just going to only, they're only going to be comfortable playing two or three different types of guards. I mean, at white belt, you generally find one guard you like. Let's say it's butterfly guard. And so if your training partner loves butterfly guard and that's like the one guard he's got a couple of techniques that he can pull off from, like that's where you're going to be passing. And so you can get false confidence if you're not ever seeing De La Hivas, you know, because you're just constantly passing, you know, butterfly guard, and then it turns into a half guard situation. And then you're constantly working maybe twister passes and knee cuts. And that's kind of what you're mostly seeing at your gym. You're seeing more of a clinchy style, guys playing butterfly, full guard, or half. But you need to see all the guards. And you need to see the guys that, you need to practice against the guys that can go between De La Hivas and reverse De La Hivas to knee shields to deep halves. You know, they can play all of the guards. Because, you know, when you hear the best guys talk about the guard, like, they're not talking about one technique. So when you hear, man, this guy's guard's impassable, it's not that he has an impassable butterfly guard or an impassable half guard. It's that the guard as a whole is impassable. And you have to understand that, that there are different levels, you know, to the guard. There are guards where my feet are primarily doing the work. Then there's guards that are closer in. So as I said, you know, you're going from De La Hivas all the way down to deep halves, all part of a guard system. And you're going to need different strategies to beat guys, you know, as they learn how to play the guard as, you know, like, oh, no, I play the guard. I don't play one guard. I play the guard. Okay. So I hope you guys understand what I'm talking about. And now I want to talk about how to practice. Okay. And how to get better at your guard passing. Well, first you need to have a money pass, like a pass that you are a black belt at. And it could be any pass. Okay. I really want to talk about these three systems of passing, like these combo passes that I think you need to choose one. And again, you need to be a black belt. You need to spend hours drilling and practicing them during live training. And we'll start on the feet. So if you're passing on your feet, you need to be a master at the Torreyanda and leg drag. So they just work so well off of each other. So the Torreyanda is taught, it should be taught in every school in the world, you know. In the gi, it's money when you can grab the pants, but man, no gi, it is so important. I mean, I am a huge Torreyanda passer into the leg drag. That's my favorite way to pass. I love being mobile. I love being light on my feet. I love practicing step passes. And I would say that my passing system starts with the Torreyanda. I'm constantly looking to go side to side with that bullfighter pass, and I'm looking to hit different paths, different techniques off of what I feel. Like the Torreyanda is kind of how I start. And like sometimes, man, you can pass a guy's guard pretty easily with one or two Torreyanda attempts. But even the best guys, I start with Torreyandas just to feel like, okay, what type of defenses are they using? How do their frames feel? How does their inversions feel? And again, I'm kind of just feeling it out and testing how good their guard is with the Torreyanda. And a lot of times off the Torreyanda, even against the best guys, I can combo it with a leg drag. And it's just such a powerful series to get good at. So that's my first recommendation. Now, if you don't want to pass standing on your feet, I would recommend coming in and looking to force half guard situations. So get really good at stepping in and forcing a half guard situation, and then working the three passes of, we call it in 10th Planet, the underhook pass, like where you knee slice. We call that the no hands pass, where you've got a cross face and underhook. So you go first into, you know, you force a half guard situation or quarter guard situation, and then you knee slice, boom, you pass the guard. Your second pass off of that, if they do a good job defending, would be the twister pass. So if they're not letting you get the underhook, then you would do the twister pass. One of my favorite passes, and honestly, I think one of the top passes, like master the twister pass. I've seen it used to pass some of the best guards in the game. I mean, it's just a money pass. And then that third pass is that backstep pass. So you know, you're starting to get your knee out. The dude's got a really good clinch. He's got you in quarter guard. Well, you do that Marcelo back step and you start passing from there. And so those three passes are absolute money. And I think you could just really pass and like learn, start learning to pass some of the best guards by mastering those techniques and like really getting into that system. And then the last fundamental system that works at the highest level that you hear guys preach to get good at is the over-under and the double-unders pass. So I'm not a big, so of these three systems, I'm a black belt at the first two. I'm super good at my standing passes, starting with the Torreón to leg drag. And then I'm really good at passing the half guard with those three techniques, like forcing half guards. Like, oh man, this guy's got really good inversions. You know, especially those smaller leg locker guys that like, man, their inversions are so good. They're always leg pummeling to get to the inside. Well, I'll start forcing a half guard, quarter guard, a knee shield type position and looking to set up the second system. But I'm definitely weakest at the over-under and double-unders. You know, I've spent some time working on them, and I do use them occasionally, but it's definitely not my favorite, my favorite way to pass, and definitely not my best way that I pass. But man, a lot of guys, I mean, Bernardo Ferrari, the guy that runs BJJ Fanatics, I mean, he won multiple world championships with his over-under pass. Like, it's unstoppable. And a lot of guys say over-under and double-unders is the best way to pass no-gi. I've heard a lot of guys say that. And there's a lot of truth, I think, in that statement. Like, you have tons of control. You don't ever have to worry about leg locks with the over-under and double-unders. I haven't ever quite gotten my that system of passing to black belt level. I'd say it's probably like purple belt level. Like, I could teach it, but I definitely don't have all the tricks, you know, to like really break it down and level your game up. But I can definitely show guys, how to do a double under or over under pass. But there's so much content on everything I just listed on all three of those different systems. There's so much content on YouTube just for free because they are the most popular passes. And you'll always see them taught kind of off of each other just because as a combo, they work so well together. Like when you can go between Torreón and leg drag like Rafa Méndez, man, you're going to pass a lot of guards, okay? And you can practice that even on white and blue belts, like really chain passing, like really thinking about the chain passing of this. Now, I will say that only doing, in my opinion, these techniques, they're going to only get you so far. So if you're not consistently seeing a high level guard, you know, a purple, brown, or black, but like a really, really good guard player, then you're still going to struggle, but you're going to do much better. You're going to have more success by starting it, like the starting out your passing blueprint, I should say, with one of those three systems, you know, but you're also going to need to, you know, in my opinion, once you get really, really good at one system, then you add the second system, okay? So then you can go from standing passing and you go, oh man, this guy's like really good at stopping standing passes. Then I'm going to start coming in and starting to try and play my double under pass game or my over under pass game, or I'm going to really try and force a knee slice, okay? And man, that's been so helpful for me. And then there's a bunch of passes. So I listed, you know, in these three systems, I mean, there's a total of 8 passes, but there's so many more. And there's so many more that fit well into these systems. So I've been really studying the Rutolo's leg pin system where they're stepping on the feet. And a lot of guys are starting to do that no-gi. And it works really, really well with the Torreón and leg drag. Like, it's just, they all work so well off of each other. Like, adding that leg pin system has made my Torreón and leg drags so much better. Now, if you're passing the half guard, you know, with the cross face and the underhook, which we're calling the no hands pass in 10th Planet system, well, you could start working on your dominator pass, like getting like double underhooks. Or you could get the near side underhook. So instead of your right arm underhooking, you're going to use your left arm to underhook, and you can use a cross knee slice pass. So you're going to add passes to these systems, you know, but these are the main ones. Like, these are the main techniques to master, like do thousands and thousands of reps. And then you'll find like, oh, okay, you'll learn a technique from this guy that works into your half guard passing system. Or again, you're going to learn from the Rutolo's how to leg pin, and then your leg pin is going to make your Torianda and leg drag system so much more powerful. So I hope that helps, guys. We've had multiple students. I can't remember if I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, but in the past 6 months, we've had four or five students move to start training with us full time. They came from other academies, and honestly, they're doing amazing, and I'm super proud of them. Like, they're competitors, like, they're just killing it. But the one area that I see consistently from the people that have moved and started training here is that they're struggling to pass the guard. Their guard passing just isn't up to par with our students here. And I'm telling you, that's the one thing. I've talked to each of them individually. I'm like, look, the reason you're struggling to pass here, and like, if you're a purple belt, you're even having a tough time passing a blue belt's guard, like a good blue belt's guard. And that's just because you're not used to seeing that level of guard. Like, the gyms they all came from didn't have brown and black belts. There was just a couple of purple belts training. And man, again, they're killers. They're doing great, especially offensively and defensively, but their guard passing and even like their guard is a little bit behind where I'd want it to be. And so I've really been focused on trying to level up their guard passing and, you know, trying to give them strategies how to pass more effectively. And so that's where I'd start any of you guys, you know, because I know a lot of you guys listen from overseas and you don't have access to brown and black belts. And if you're not training with brown and black belts regularly, your passing is going to suffer. And so I'd really spend the time to, you know, pick one of those systems, get really good at it. I'm sure most of you guys have a pass that you already really like. So like, maybe it's, man, I knee slice pass all of, you know, I'm a blue belt and I'm knee slicing everybody in my gym. Well, you need to please add the twister pass into your knee slice, you know. Then start to work on that Marcelo backstep, you know, when a guy catches you in quarter guard. You need to start working on your guard passing system now, because I understand, look, you don't need it because you can pass all the guys at your gym. But just understand the difference between a blue belt's guard and a black belt's guard, especially at some of these bigger name gyms. I mean, it couldn't be more different. I mean, there's just a gigantic difference. Probably the biggest difference, in my opinion, you know, if you went to Atos and then you just went to a random gym, we'll say in Europe, like the biggest difference would be how good the guys' guards are at Atos compared to the guys in Europe. And then how good the passing is at Atos compared to the guys in Europe. But offensively, I mean, honestly, even some of the guys, like, I don't think there's that big a difference, you know. So if you're a blue belt, like, man, your triangle could be killer, even if you're just training with white belts. It could be just as good as a purple or brown belt at Atos. Guarantee, I'm 100% positive of that. But I'm telling you again, I'm going to say it one more time. The area you're going to struggle with is guard passing. Hope that helps, guys. Thanks, man. I've been getting a lot of messages about that last episode about mat hours. A couple of you guys are like, man, you're reading my mind. You know, as the year starts to end, I've been thinking about my progress and I've been feeling like I've been learning slow, or I feel like I'm kind of stagnant. And I've given a few of you tips on how to overcome those feelings. And I'm telling you, you're not alone. Every practitioner goes through that in their journey, a point where they're like, man, I don't feel like I'm getting good fast enough. Whether it's an elite level guy and he wants the world, he wants to become the best in the world, or man, you're a white belt trying to get your blue belt and you just feel like you've hit that wall. Super common. And yeah, there's definitely a lot of strategies that'll get you over that hump. Until next time, guys, I appreciate you. Peace.